Hi, this is Andrew from Growth Hacker TV, and today's quick growth bite comes from blog.getvero.com. The Ultimate Guide to Successful Email Marketing, Chapter 7, Bonus Tips and Tricks. Increasing on-page conversion rates. When it comes to email marketing, there are two places that landing pages are important. That's collecting the leads and getting customers to take action after they click through on one of your email campaigns. Here are the top three things you should focus on for optimization. Number one, a clear CTA, generally a bug button. Number two, social proof. And number three, collect relevant data, but don't go over the top. Getting more visitors to subscribe. Here are a few great ideas to use. Use display remarketing to drive traffic. Get these customers to visit a dedicated subscribe page, an email course, your top content, or just return to your site so that you can get their email via pop-up or other engagement tools. Advertise on your own site. You can do subtle nudges to drive people from one part of your website to another. Link your dedicated pages from social media and other content. Use every chance you get. Send the readers to a dedicated landing page and ask them to subscribe to more great content. Linking to one of the pages from your signature or online profiles can be a great way to drive traffic. Responsive design. Responsive emails look great on mobile browsers alongside other standard browsers. Investing in a responsive design can pay off. Deliverability. What affects it? This is ensuring your emails end up in a customer's inbox and not their spam folders. Here are some of the things that affect deliverability. Email content, complaint rates, email volumes, domain configuration. Ensure that you have set up the correct DNS records. You can use the tools SenderScore and MailTester. SenderScore helps you track the current reputation of your domain and IP address, while MailTester helps you see whether your email content is likely to be marked as spam. Images and emails. This is powerful where customers purchase based on emotions. However, if they have images disabled, they won't be able to see it. It just means you should be a little savvier on how you use them. Designed to support situations where images are disabled. Get smart and put your email design skills to test. Use alt tags correctly. Use text instead of images everywhere you can. Start over. If you need to, hit back and find what you need. That does it for today. Go check out blog.getvero.com for the full article. I'm Andrew with Growth Hacker TV, and since we all know hustlers don't watch cable, I'll be back tomorrow with another article of the day. Until then.